It's a playing in person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is in the studio. Good morning, LeBron.
Yes, good morning, Rob, and all the listeners.
Well, LeBron, did you take part in the viewing of the eclipse yesterday?
I was actually out there, but I didn't have my glasses, so I didn't want to value my eyes a bit more. But yes, I was out there. And it was actually kind of sunny yesterday out there on the lake during that time.
Well, you know, I like you. Was outside and it got a little bit cloudy, but I didn't have any glasses or anything, so I didn't look up and stare at it. But hopefully everybody enjoyed the event. Kind of continuing on with playing in person, LeBron. Mm-hmm. Always something fun to do, always something going at Mayo Park. Tell us more.
It's always something going on, Rob, at Mayo. Like I said, it's always something, versus if it's a bass tournament, a hike, or canoeing, kayaking, whatever the case may be, it's always something to do. I'm at Mayo. This past weekend, Rob, we had our second bass tournament of the year. We thank all the guys that came out to it. We had 33 boats, which was a lot of boats for us. Again, we thank them. It's funny, Rob, I always tell people to come to the weigh-ins and watch the weigh-ins. It was a very intense weigh-in. It took our 22 pounds. We paid out five places and took 22 pounds to win the first place. And the guy that won first place this month, he got second place last month. And the guy that got first place last month, I got second place this month. So they basically just traded places with each other. But everybody was happy. We had a great turnout. It was a great day. And if you missed this tournament, that's fine. We understand. But however, we're going to do it again on May the 18th. That's our next bass tournament on May the 18th. So come on out. Have a good time with us. And we'll start. We will leave at 6:30 this time. Instead of leaving at 7, we will leave at 6:30 because it's lighter. But again, May 18th is our next bass tournament at Mayo. Also, Crappy Guys, we haven't forgot about you. We have one more tournament scheduled for the spring. That's the last Saturday, April the 27th. April 27th is our next Crappy tournament at Mayo. We already have some guys signed up, so tell a friend to come on out so we can have a good time. A guy was talking about it yesterday. We would like to get at least 15 to 20 boats. So we can get that many, we'll be very happy. We can pack out the bass tournaments, Rob. Now we're just trying to pack out our Crappy tournament. So tell a friend. It's only $25 to enter our next Crappy tournament, which is scheduled for April the 27th. For more information, just give me a call at 597-7806.
It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. Playing in Person is a program that is geared and driven to keep the listening audience abreast of things to do and things that are going on. Sponsored by the Person Parks and Rec Department of Roxborough. LeBron Street is here with us. LeBron, always something fun, always something to do with the Parks and Rec Department. Tell us more.
That's right, Rob. It's always something to do. We always have something going on. Even this upcoming Saturday, Rob, at Mayo, we are having our first annual Kite Day. It will be in the campground and at the shelter. However, we will provide you with kites. And, you know, you basically color your kite and paint it however you want to do it. And after that, we will be in the big field in the campground flying those kites. Give me a call at 597-7806 for more information about our Kite Day. It is pretty much generated for kids under the age of 16, but however, we will accept others. And it is a limited number of places that we can that we're taking, because we can't have 15 people out there trying to fly kites at one time. So, however, this upcoming Saturday, we do have Kite Day at Mayo. Please give us a call this week at 597-7806 for more information. And you must pre-register for this event because, again, we only have so many people.
Now, LeBron, yes. If folks want to get out and take an early morning walk, a midday walk, a late evening walk, a lot of different choices to do just that within a 10 to no more than 15-minute drive from wherever you're located at in the county. You'll find one of the many parks is maintained by the Parks and Rec Department. Also, with that being said, you can head down to Mayo and walk the Nature Trail. And it's a little bit more of a challenge walking the Nature Trail than it is walking around the track. Tell us more, LeBron.
That is correct. I say this all the time, and I stand by it. You know, there's nothing wrong with walking the track. Any type of exercise is better. There's nothing wrong with walking the treadmills. But the thing about walking the track and the treadmill, you're just repetitive. You know, you're going in a circle. You're going on the treadmill. So, however, if you come out to a trail, regardless if it's here or any other parks with our trail system, it is different terrain. You're uphill, you're downhill. It's just a lot different type of exercises, and then you also outside with nature. Speaking of trails, we are, you know, we're still working at the county farm. We are soliciting volunteers for that. We was out there building trails this past weekend, and we are still soliciting more volunteers to come on out and help us build these trails. I say it all the time. Yes, bulldozers are nice, and bobcats are nice, but we have to have some manpower to get in there where those machines cannot get to. Give me a call at 597-1755 to ask when the next cleanup day and when the next day we'll be building. Working on the trail system so we can get you out there and get you some volunteer. If you need volunteer hours, that's a great way to get it.
336-597-1755 is the phone number to the main office at Huck Sandsbury. The number to Mayo Park, 336-597-7806. And the phone number to the Kirby Cultural Arts Complex, the Kirby Gallery, 336-597-1709. I want to let you know that the gallery is open Tuesday through Friday, 1 to 5, Saturdays, 10 till 4. Brian Street is our guest. Good morning, LeBron.
Yes, good morning, Rob, and all the listeners.
Now, LeBron, if folks want to get out and play tennis, they have the opportunity at Huck Sandsbury and Person High School. If they want to play disc golf, they have that opportunity at Mayo Park, PCC, and Hyco Lake. So if anybody ever says, it's nothing to do in Roxburgh and Person County, you should answer that question. It's plenty to do. It may not be anything that you want to do. What do you think, LeBron?
That is correct. It's always something to do in the county. Regardless of Mayo, a special program, or athletics, always something going on. With that being said, Rob, we do have bingo tonight. Starting up today or whatever, bingo with the Person County Parks and Rec. It's $8 a person. When you pay that $8, you get two cards. If you want additional cards, it's only $2 for the additional cards. It's April 9th and the 23rd. So we'll do it two times. We'll do it this week on this Tuesday, and then we'll skip a Tuesday, and then we'll do it again. Please give us a call at 597-1755 for more information, or to check to see where we're having that, or just to sign up. Or if you've got general questions, just give us a call. We'll be more than happy to help you out. Again, April the 9th and the 23rd, we are having bingo night in the Parks and Recreation.
And that's tonight.
That is tonight. That's why I say it is this Tuesday. We'll skip a Tuesday, and we'll do it again on the 23rd.
336-597-1755 for more information and to get all the particulars. Now, LeBron, as far as here it is, springtime, a lot of ball games going on at different places. Get out and enjoy some of these little league games and more. See some of these youngsters that maybe years to come might be professional.
That is correct. That is correct, Rob. We have ball games going on at the Sportsplex daily. Just I always tell people, just go on the website, check out the schedules. I guarantee you'll be enjoyed to sit there and watch them playing and running.
Well, LeBron, appreciate you coming out this morning. Before I let you go, update us again on the next fishing tournament. And you said boats will launch at 6:30.
Yes, our next bass tournament is scheduled for May the 18th. Next bass tournament, again, May 18th. However, we do have a crappie tournament coming up the end of the month on the 27th. April 27th is our next bass tournament. I'm sorry, is our next crappie, April the 27th. Give us a call at 597-7806 to sign up for it or more information. Or just come to the weigh-in. Guarantee you won't be disappointed.
Now, LeBron, the difference in the bass fishing tournament and crappie fishing tournament, the bass tournament, only two people per boat. Mm-hmm. But the crappie fishing tournament can have up to five people. Is that right?
Correct. You can have up to five people on the boat. It's just $25 entry fee and 10 for the big fish with the crappie.
And again, you can make it a party day of fishing at the bass fishing tournament or the crappie fishing tournament. You'll just have to have two people on the boat for the bass tournament, up to five people on the boat for the crappie fishing tournament. LeBron, again, appreciate you doing what you do, and all the other folks with the Parks and Rec Department. Appreciate you coming out this morning.
My pleasure. Y'all listeners, have a great day.